Oda, the bus she kid, Abasaya. The 8th of February, 2023. Kura Bashi Kiritabasya. Hear the word of the Lord. Urabashiya Gadabasakaya. For it was necessary that I remove everyone that is influencing you from all around you. I have separated you for a purpose. I know it is hard, but come alone into my presence and I will show you the mysteries that lie ahead. These mysteries are vital to being revealed for my chosen ones to intercede and call forth the things that I have planned and to come against the enemy who is planning to rise up with a vengeance. But I say, as the church rises up in prayer, I will release victory over the vengeance, for the vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So come and be separate. Tear off your grave clothes. Tear off everything that entangles you from the past, from the present, and step into the future. For I have great and mighty things to show you, but I cannot show you or speak to you unless all other voices cease to speak into your life. This is the time of the great refining. You must be willing to get undressed from your old clothes and dressed in the royal, pure priestly garments. Come, my children, into my presence. I will show you deeper things if you leave all behind. Don't hold judgments against one another, but come in unity. I will reveal and speak my word into you, and you will know who is of me and in alignment with me by the words that they speak. I will give you tender hearts full of love so that you can operate and meld and mold with each other and become one in my spirit. For only my spirit will make you one. Get out of your old mindsets and put on the mind of Christ. I have a greater picture in mind. I am sliding all the puzzle pieces in place. And the enemy is sliding his puzzle pieces in place, but he does not know that I have a higher picture. I hold the trump card in my hand. Watch and see as he reveals his hand. He will overplay his hand, says the Lord. And I have an ace card up my sleeve. But it depends on you. Are you willing to leave all behind and be ignited by my spirit and become holy and in one mind with me? For I am wishing to make a holy people consecrated to me. Every creed, every nation, every voice and every tongue will come together and rise up and see me as King of Kings and Lord of Lords when I have established my plan and my people in the earth. The sons of God are ready to rise, but realize the sons of man have their plan. And it's not my plan. But I know the end from the beginning. and you know the end of the story by the word that I have given you. So hold fast to that outcome and know that I am the light before you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me, Jesus Christ. It is the only way. Listen, if men are speaking of another way to get to the Father, God of all creation, it is the wrong way. It is a false way. It is a false light. Come out of agreement and align your hearts with me, says the Lord. For I am about to move. I have my next move. You will see the enemy move. And I want you to declare and decree what I show you so that I release my angels to move. Let's be one step ahead of the enemy, my people. For I have given you the freedom of free will. I have let it become up to you to choose which day you will serve the Lord, which way you will go. Will you move with me? Will you move with my end time army? Or will you join the insurrection by being bribed, by being threatened by the enemy? Do not align with the enemy's plans, for he is sly, just as the serpent in the Garden of Eden. He is whispering, sly and sleek things into your ears. Do not be swayed. Plant yourself by the river of life with deep, deep roots. And when that flood comes, you will not be moved. I am about to outpour onto the earth my presence and my glory over my people. And the evil ones will be swept away to eternal judgment, those who do not align with me. So this day I say, whom will you choose? Whom will you serve? Whom will you align with? Says the Lord Almighty. Amen.